Welcome to the Spigitter Deep Dive on building a break roll stretch from scratch in Ableton Live 12 for jungle and old school DNB vibes. In this lesson, we're going to take a classic breakbeat, slice it up, reshape it, and turn it into that rolling, forward-pulling energy you hear in jungle intros, old school drum and bass fills, and those tension-building moments right before the drop. And the best part is, we're doing it using only Ableton stock tools, so you can follow along even if you're just getting started. Now, before we touch anything, I want you to think about this the right way. We are not just making a loop longer, we're building a phrase. A good break roll is like a drummer asking a question, and the drop is the answer. So the goal is not maximum chaos. The goal is controlled intensity. That's the vibe. First, choose a strong break. A classic amen style break is perfect, but any good drum loop with clear kick, snare, and some ghost notes will work. You want transients that hit cleanly, because those sharp hits are part of what gives jungle its punch. Drag the break into an audio track in Ableton. If warp is off, turn it on. For drum loops, the beat's warp mode is usually a great starting point. Keep the transient behavior focused and don't overprocess it yet. If the break already grooves well, try not to flatten it with too much warping. A lot of the character comes from those slightly imperfect drum movements. Next, decide what kind of roll you want. A break roll stretch usually means the pattern starts normally, then gradually becomes denser, then lands with a burst of energy. Think of it like tension rising across a four-bar phrase. You might use it at the end of a section, just before a drop, or as a transition between grooves. Now let's slice the break into a drum rack. Right-click the audio clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. For most breaks, transient slicing is the best choice, because it keeps the important drum hits available as separate playable pieces. Ableton will automatically map those slices across a drum rack, which makes it way easier to rearrange the break. This is where the fun starts. Open the MIDI clip on the drum rack track and begin with a simple groove. Don't try to reinvent the wheel yet. Keep the core kick and snare anchors in place. For a classic feel, you might have a kick landing on the downbeat, snares on the main backbeats, and then fill the gaps with hats, ghost notes, or little syncopated slices from the break itself. The key idea here is that you're reshaping a break, not writing everything from scratch. That mindset helps you preserve the human feel of the original performance. Now let's build the stretch. Duplicate the MIDI clip across two or four bars. In the final bar, increase the note density. This is the easiest way to create that rolling, pulling forward effect. Add extra snare slices, short hat bursts, or quick ghost note repeats near the end of the phrase. If you want that classic old-school tension, try moving from quarter note energy into eighth notes, then 16th notes, then a fast little burst right before the end. In Ableton, you can duplicate notes quickly and change the grid to 1/8, 1/16, or 1/32 as needed. The last bar is where the drama lives. Earlier bars should feel stable enough to support it. That contrast is what makes the roll hit harder. A really important detail here is velocity. If every hit is the same strength, the roll starts sounding robotic. Open the velocity lane and make the main snare hit stronger, while ghost notes and fast fill notes stay softer. That contrast creates movement and makes the phrase feel human. For a rough guideline, main hits can sit high in velocity, while quick support notes are much lower. Next, let's talk about groove. Jungle and old school DNB usually feel better when they're not perfectly locked to the grid. That doesn't mean everything should be sloppy. It means the important hits stay anchored, while the smaller details can lean slightly late or early for feel. You can use Ableton's groove pool, or just manually nudge a few ghost notes to taste. A tiny timing shift can completely change the vibe, especially on fast drum patterns. Now let's make it heavier. A great break roll often sounds bigger because it's layered. You can keep the sliced break as your main groove, then add a subtle kick layer or snare layer underneath if needed. Don't go crazy with layers. The goal is support, not clutter. If the kick needs more weight, use EQA to clean up the low end and maybe a bit of saturator for harmonic thickness. If the snare needs more crack, a little glue compressor can help glue the hits together, but keep it light. We want punch and movement, not a flattened brick. At this point, you can also shape the roll in audio. If you want a more organic jungle feel, duplicate the clip and use warp markers to tighten the hits near the end, or stretch the feel just a little in the build. That can create a slightly more elastic, live drum sensation. Just be careful not to overdo it, because too much stretching can kill the groove. One of the best ways to add tension is with a filter rise. Add auto filter to the break track and use a low pass filter. Start with a cutoff relatively closed, then automate it upward across the roll, so the sound opens up as the phrase progresses. This gives you that classic build from dark to bright feeling. Add a touch of resonance if you want a bit more bite, but don't make it harsh. Now let's add some dirt and glue, because jungle loves texture. A simple chain like EQ8 into saturator into glue compressor is a great place to start. Use EQ8 to remove rumble below the useful low end and tame any muddy low mids. Use saturator gently, maybe with soft clipping if you want a bit more attitude. Then use glue compressor lightly, just enough to bind the hits together without crushing the life out of them. This is a very important point. Don't overpolish the break. Old school character often lives in the rough edges. If it sounds too clean, it can lose that raw energy. A little grit is part of the style. Now let's arrange the idea into a 4-bar phrase. This is where it becomes musical instead of just a loop. Bar 1 can establish the groove. Bar 2 can add a small variation. Bar 3 can push the energy a little more. Bar 4 is your roll, your fill, your tension builder. That bar should feel like it's accelerating towards something. A strong trick here is to leave one anchor hit stable, usually a major snare or kick. Even when the pattern gets busy, that anchor keeps everything from turning into noise. It tells the listener where the pulse lives. At the end of the roll, land with a fill. It could be a snare drag, a kick snare kick burst, a tiny tom phrase, or just a final snare flam. You can also use a short silence right before the drop. That little empty space can hit harder than another stack of drums. In jungle and D&B, silence is a weapon. Now check the low end. This matters a lot. If the drums are too heavy in the low mids, they'll fight your bassline. Use EQ to clean up unnecessary frequencies and make sure the kick and snare aren't masking the energy of the drop. D&B arrangement is all about energy management. The drums have to make room for the bass to slam. Here are a few extra coach notes to keep in mind while you work. Think in phrases, not just loops. A good break roll should feel like it's leading somewhere. Keep one strong anchor hit stable. That gives the ear something to lock onto. Use contrast on purpose. If the first 3 bars are busy, the 4th bar can feel bigger by briefly pulling a few hits away before the final push. Audition the pattern at different tempos too. A roll that sounds great at 1 BPM might lose its bite a few beats faster or slower. And always zoom in on the transient feel. If a slice feels late or weak, try a different slice from the same break or move it by just a tiny amount. In drum music, tiny moves matter a lot. Let's talk about a few advanced variation ideas, even if you're still a beginner, because these are super useful. Try alternating the final hit of each bar. One bar can end on a snare, the next on a kick, then maybe a hat or ghost note. That tiny change makes the roll feel more alive. You can also use call and response inside the bar. Keep the first half of the bar sparse, then make the second half busier. That creates movement without overcrowding the whole phrase. Another great trick is a pickup into the roll. A tiny pre-roll, like one quick snare or a little hat burst, can make the main fill feel much more intentional. You can even build the roll in 2 stages. Start with a subtle increase in activity, then hit a rapid burst right before the drop. That often sounds more musical than jumping straight to maximum density. And if you want to get a bit more adventurous, try an odd length phrase sometimes, like a 3-bar build followed by a 1-bar fill, or even a 7-bar setup. That unpredictability can make your arrangement feel way more human and less looped. For sound design, you can also process the break in parallel. Duplicate the drum track, keep one version clean and punchy, and make the other distorted or compressed. Blend them together gently for width and attitude without destroying the original groove. If the hats get too sharp during the roll, use EQ8 to tame the top end or smooth them with subtle compression. And if you really want to get hands-on, print the break to audio once the rhythm feels right. Then you can cut tiny gaps, reverse a slice, or stretch a moment for extra texture. For arrangement, the break roll works best as a transition tool. Use it to move from intro to main groove, from a verse into the drop, or from a breakdown back into the full energy section. You can pair it with a subtle riser, a reversed cymbal, or a bit of atmospheric noise, but you don't need huge synth effects. The drums can do most of the work on their own. Here's a great mini practice exercise. Import an amen style break. Slice it to a drum rack. Build a 4-bar loop, where the first 2 bars are simple. The 3rd bar adds a little variation, and the 4th bar becomes a roll with denser notes and a filter rise. Add some velocity variation, then use a touch of saturator and light glue compression. Finally, listen to it with bass and pads to make sure the drums are leaving room in the mix. If you want a homework challenge, make 3 versions of the same break phrase. One version should be classic old school and raw. One should be darker and more modern with tighter transients and stronger saturation. and one should feel loose and human, with more swing and softer ghost notes. Same source break, same 4-bar structure, different energy. That's a really powerful way to train your ears. So to recap, the basic formula is simple. Start with a strong break. Slice it into a drum rack. Build a groove with kick and snare anchors. Increase note density to create the roll. Use velocity and micro timing to make it feel human. Add filter automation, saturation, and light compression. Then arrange the whole thing across 4 bars, so it has a clear sense of buildup and release.